Milton Alford, M-I-L-T-O-N, first name, last name, A-L-F-O-R-D. Mr. Alford is a 96-year-old gentleman, currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, diastolic, hypertensive heart disease, chronic kidney disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, anemia, polyarthritis, and history of prostate cancer and glaucoma. Period. Patient was seen for face-to-face today. He complains of rectal pain, no bleeding. He complains of shortness of breath. He's not using O2 at this time. His O2 sat's hovering around 94%. Patient continues to require Seroquel for his sundowner syndrome. His condition was discussed with his daughter, who says that at nighttime he gets very rambunctious with shortness of breath, decreased activity. Even walking from couch to the chair causes him to be short of breath. He belongs to the stage 4 American Heart Association classification of heart failure, period. His KPS score is 40%. He cannot live by himself. He requires a primary caregiver at all times, period. He continues to have weight loss, decreased appetite, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, cardiac cachexia related to his heart failure, period. He was on nystatin cream for his rectal pain and discomfort. It did not do any good. Has had some bleeding off and on. His condition is described as his findings are consistent with internal external hemorrhoids, period. His cardiac condition is considered end stage with chest pain, shortness of breath, stage 4 congestive heart failure, multiple hospitalization with weight loss, anorexia, and symptoms of shortness of breath. He is bed/wheelchair bound. He requires help from wheelchair to his chair to his bed. He has cryptogenic cirrhosis related to passive congestion of his liver, pedal edema. And O2 dependency, when he decides to use it, most of the time he doesn't want to use the O2, period. Given his natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.